英语 PK 台，大家学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶。这个周三我们要给大家带来轰炸听力的内容，似乎还有点时光错乱的感觉，似乎到了周五，是不是？不过呢，无论是什么样的内容，都希望大家能够喜欢了。马上邀请出我们今天寻访趣人趣事轰炸听力的嘉宾 Bruce。
Jingjing, when did you first come to Beijing?
1998.
You know, we were not too far. I started really living in Beijing first of 1994, although first came in 1987. But in 1994, I really started to discover the most fascinating parts of the city, the Hutong. And in 2000, I was lucky enough to live in a courtyard, part of a suhyar, near the present-day Nanluo Guoxiang. And it was one of the most amazing experiences to have in Beijing.
老布爷爷从出来北京的时候就已经有过住在四合院里的经历了。为什么咱们今天一开头要说四合院呢？因为咱们今天的主角就是四合院，主题就是要住一住传统的 dream life。在四合院当中，所以今天啊，欢迎大家跟我们一起去逛一逛北京的老皇城里的四合院。
Have you been into courtyard houses, a suhyar?
Yes, I was there yesterday.
Whereabouts?
Hou Hai area.
Was it a restaurant or a house or what?
Oh, basically, just walk around the lake.
But the actual, you know, the whole idea of the suhyar, the courtyard, you can trace it all the way back. I mean, it's very, very unique to Beijing, because remember Beijing, during the Yuan Dynasty, became Dadu, the great capital. And at that time, many of the alleys around the Shuchihai, around the Zhongguluo, many of the alleys of Beijing actually were laid out in the Yuan Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the courtyard came from that period, this house which is the epitome of the family structure. You know, when you see the courtyard and you see the room for the, you know, the senior people of the family, you see the rooms for the children, and all the way it's laid out is in a type of harmony that it creates, and it creates a very peaceful, very tranquil existence which I love.
其实老布爷来到中国呢，也看见过中国有很多的院落的文化。中国人的住宅呢，其实挺喜欢院落的。不过北京这个四合院啊，咱们英文当中把它叫做 courtyard， 却是天下闻名。话说这个古代旧时的北京呢，除了紫禁城、皇家院囿、四观庙坛以及王府衙署之外，大量的建筑就是那数不清的百姓住宅。曾经啊，在这个日下旧文考当中啊，猿人有诗云说：“云开旅河三千丈，雾暗楼台百万家。”这百万家呀，住宅就是如今咱们所说的北京的四合院儿。
四合院儿 ，You can probably translate that better than me. Four, what's it mean? 四合院儿。
四合院儿 ，courtyard 的四合 ，four harmony 院儿。
It's the ultimate because you get smaller versions. You know, but the 四合院 is the top.Of the Beijing courtyard scene. And some of these courtyards can actually be very large, with multiple courtyards, multiple rooms, and really almost like miniature palaces. Some of them can be, other ones are much more simple, much more harmonious, just like a family home. But they are very unique to Beijing, because when we look at the structure of Beijing, we've got to remember that the historic city was built on this imperial axis line that ran from Zhongguluo right down to the Yongdingmen Gate. And that line runs right through the Jingshan Park, right through the Gugong, right through the Tiananmen, the Qianmen, and right down to the west of the Temple of Heaven, ended up at Yongdingmen.
Mm.
And then the city was laid out, Jingjing, as we're going to explain later, the city was laid out in a series of cities within cities, all walls within walls, because the most important bit was, of course, the Imperial Palace, the Forbidden City, the centre. And I sometimes see, I look at the idea of China, first character, Zhongguo, that character always reminds me of historic Beijing, right? You've got the square, which I take as the Forbidden City, and you've got the axis line coming down, because the emperor lived right on that middle line. But, of course, the emperor had his daily needs. He had to be fed, he had people to look after him, people to switch on the lanterns. So, just to the immediate north and east of the Forbidden City was an area that people don't know terribly much about. This was the Imperial City. Now, if you ask foreigners, they would get mixed up, Forbidden City, Imperial City. But the Imperial City was where the granaries, the storehouses, where they kept the flags, the costumes. Many people who were working for the emperor lived there. And most important, Jingjing, you mentioned you're at Hohai. The Hohai was a natural man-made lake system that came down right beside the Fire God Temple on the Hohai. There is a canal, the Jade River, where the boats from Hangzhou came down with the grain to supply the Forbidden City. Very important, the whole thing.
自元代以来啊，无论是王公大臣啊、富商巨贾，还是文学人士啊、普通百姓啊，都住在这大大小小的四合院当中。所以这北京的四合院呢，虽然是居住建筑，却是蕴含着非常深刻的文化内涵，是咱们中华传统文化的载体啊。而且这个四合院的营建呢，是极其讲究风水的，从这个择地定位到确定每幢建筑的具体尺度，都要按照风水理论来进行。咱们北京的四合院呢，是四合院建筑当中的一种啊。所以一个合院呢，就是说一个院子四面都有房屋啊，四合房屋，中心为院，这就是合院嘛。一户一宅，一宅有几个院，合院以中轴线贯穿，就像老布说的，中国的中啊，中国的中就是中轴线这个意思。北房呢是正房，东西两方的房屋是厢房，南房门向北开，叫做倒座。一家人要是有钱或人口多的时候，就可以建前后两组合院。当然了，你说这有钱人的家里要摆摆阔气，就可以建设三个或者是四个合院什么的，前后相连。合院中间呢，可以种植一些果树花木啊，以供观赏。所以这个四合院住在里边的感觉啊是不一样的。住过四合院的朋友都知道，这种建筑特别符合中国人的这种传统的以家为中心的这种居住的观念。所以对我们老布爷爷来说，四合院也是他的 dream life, right, Bruce?
Yeah, it was very much a dream existence that they had, living there. It was a very beautiful, very wonderful life to live in a Sohyoar.
特别有趣哈，而且啊，这个根据这个八卦的方位啊，像这种四合院呢，正房坐北叫坎宅，如坐坎宅必须就开巽门，巽呢就是东南方向，在东南方向开门就会财源不断，金钱流畅，所以是坎宅巽门。关于这个四合院的文化呀 culture 啊，还有四合院的一些对外国人感兴趣的地方啊，咱们今天在这个文段当中都会听到。 To live in a traditional Beijing courtyard is a dream for many peopleTo live in a courtyard within the former imperial city of Beijing is an even greater dream. In today's feature, we meet a couple who live with their family in a 四合院 with a story going back hundreds of years.
Yes, it's a dream for me to do that, Jingjing.
这也是我们老布爷爷的一个梦想。老布爷爷特别喜欢自己能住在四合院当中。老布爷爷不喜欢住在 apartment 里面。
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought that when I discovered the people, I thought I really want to go and see where they're living and also to interview, you know, all about this. And I discovered that both of them are very, very, you know, very keen on the whole concept of the hutong, the courtyard life, all this kind of thing. It was really become their life. And they were dedicated to the idea of preserving the courtyard, preserving the hutong way of life. And I just love going there and talking with them, getting this feel of there and walking all around the area. I find it very, very peaceful.
今天呢我们采访这位对象哈，荷兰人，一位荷兰的先生叫做 Tom。他呢和来自中国的妻子李文君 originally from Anhui. They discovered a perfect courtyard home in 2003. 他和他的中国妻子在2003年的时候在中国呢发现了一处特别有趣的有趣的四合院 while cycling through alleys close to 北河燕大街。 在骑着车，两个人骑着车沿着北河山大街逛的时候呢，哎，突然发现了 the eastern edge of Imperial City， 就在这个老皇城 Imperial City 的这个东边的边边角角上，发现了一处隐藏的院落。In today's feature, they sit in the courtyard underneath a tall tree and talk of the long history of the area.
Yep, it's a history which I can't get enough of, just to be walking around there and discovering it all and finding all about this place. So Jing Jing, what are we going to do?
Indeed, the original inhabitants of their courtyard, as they explain, was a palace official during the Qing Dynasty.
That's right. I mean, what you get to remember, if you walk through the Hutongs of Beijing, try to remember, go back to the Ming or the Qing Dynasty, and try to picture the officials wearing their costumes, the various hats they would wear, and try to imagine them in these historic costumes running down to the Forbidden City in the morning to be at work in time before the Emperor got up, and they'd all gather in one of the big courtyards, kneeling and bowing in front of the Emperor. You must have seen the photographs of this. It was quite amazing. You know, if you saw films like, for example, The Last Emperor, which was a fabulous film made about 1988, and it really showed the grandeur of the Forbidden City, and all these officials all, you know, kneeling down. What do you call it? Kowtowing, I suppose you call it. You know, when you're bending down in front of the Emperor.
Kowtow,
you call it. Yeah, we call it kowtow in English. Usually kowtow. But they're all, you know, there with their heads bowed in these grand courtyards.
今天我们要听到的呢，就是哈、布鲁斯到他们家里去拜访了一下，坐在一个院中的大树下，主人家呢就和老布聊起了这处家宅的悠久的历史，说这院子啊，曾经的主人，也就是第一位主人呢，是清朝的一位官员，是负责干嘛的呢？负责掌灯的。大家看过大红灯笼高高挂啊，就负责所有的 lanterns。按照这规矩吧，官员呢自然是要住在 Imperial City 皇城之内的。这院子呢紧邻着 Jade River， 叫玉河。当年这个京杭漕运输粮食货物呢，从进入紫禁城就要经过这条河，此间船来船往，很是繁华。所以呀、这个 Tom 一家人哈、就算是比较典型的啊，有的外国人呢一生都很向往着能住在北京古老的历史当中，所以说如果能够在这个皇城的四合院拥有一处房产，那真是 dream life， 人生当中的不二之选了。好，今天我们带来的是两段关于四合院的采访，咱们先来听一听。
Courtyard of a Sahuyar within the former Imperial City.
We discovered this house together, but the idea came from my husband. He was really fond of Sahuyar. During the SARS period, we biked through the whole city, well, Hutong area, so we decided we have to have such a house in the future. The time was really perfect time for us to bike through the whole city, and with everything kind of closed down and nobody was walking in the street.
We were living in an apartment, and I'm from Holland, and everybody lives on the ground floor. Living in an apartment, especially here in China, I was not very happy with that, but I decided it was good to live in Beijing because of especially the weather. In winter time, it is clear skies, blue skies, so I was very happy here. At that moment, I want to live in Beijing, actually, but I don't want to live in an apartment. And when we discovered the Hutong, that this is the way of life and the way houses are built that I like.
You must be surrounded here by a lot of history.
Definitely. Since we have moved here, we've been told all kinds of stories, historical stories about the famous people.
We're quite close to the canal, the Jade River, where at one time the boats came all the way from Hangzhou.
Where we're living now, it's next to the main street called Beiheyar Dajie. In the old time, it was the canal running through this main street.But unfortunately, it was filled with earth in 1960.
The Imperial City is inside the old city walls, and the Imperial City is smaller. But where the Imperial City was is where the people lived who were connected to the court, to the emperor. So all the people who worked there or provided food or clothing or had a kind of job in the palace were living here. And in the area we are living here, also the people in the past were people that were connected to work in the palace.
Our house is just located in a temple called Zhonggu Temple, just behind behind our house, but it's not there anymore, demolished in the 1960s. There are a lot of temples and old historical buildings in the neighborhood.
We've got one that's been beautifully restored, the Temple Hotel.
It's a quite fashionable place. In the ancient time, was still called Songzhu Temple. Mm. That was the biggest Lama temple, which was ordered to build by the emperor close to the Forbidden City. You have a connection with the ground, the earth directly, and you have a piece of sky above your head. It's definitely more close to nature.
We even have a weasel. We have a big tree in the yard, and in the yard is a weasel. So sometimes the weasel comes down to bite a neighbor's rabbit or a small mice. And
we went to the Archive Bureau of Beijing to check out the first owner of this house. He was in charge of all these lanterns, to lit the lanterns for the Forbidden City, just like that movie, Lit the Red Lanterns.
听了这段话呢，大家一定感觉中国太太的英文那真是说得相当好啊，是不是有感觉吧？还不太像中国人在说英语，相当的地道，非常不错。所以今天我们听着夫妻俩给我们介绍介绍他们的四合院生活，来吧，咱们走着 track one。
Well, do you know, Jing Jing, I was recording that interview actually in the courtyard itself. We're sitting at this little wooden table. We had little teacups, traditional Chinese tea. And we're sitting out there in this beautiful setting, and oh, I could have just, you know, given up living in Sanlitun any day.
老傅爷爷说，能够到四合院去住的话，他会马上放弃居住在三里屯附近的生活。
So I'm starting off about the courtyard of a sihuyar within the former imperial city. So the important feature is this courtyard, the place where all the rooms look onto the courtyard, and a place where people all meet, and a place where in winter time, you have to come out to the various rooms and cross the courtyard in winter, when it can be cold. You mean life can be tough in a courtyard?
Oh, it can be very cold.
Yeah. This has been the former imperial city. Because remember, most of the courtyards we talk about are in what's called the inner city, right? Now, there's a forbidden city, the imperial city, the inner city, and the outer city. The outer city is south of Tiananmen. The inner city is most of historic Beijing, north of, really north of Tiananmen.
Mm. I'll explain that. The courtyard of the 四合院 within the, 我们家这个四合院呢是在哪个地方里边呢，是在这个 former imperial city. 说起北京的这个 former imperial city, 老北京的皇城啊，很多年轻人可能都会不加思考的说啊，肯定是 forbidden city 了，当然是紫禁城了。其实不然啊，这个紫禁城呢是宫城，而在北京旧城的城市规划当中呢，有一个巨大的范围，就是那些什么贩夫走卒啊，普通百姓啊，不可随意进出的地方，同样又是皇权至高无上的象征，它呢就在紫禁城之外，在内城之内，这才是皇城。所谓呢，这个皇城就是京城以内宫城以外的区域，作用呢就是护卫皇宫了，为皇宫呢提供各项生活保障和服务的城池。所以呢，像现今如果你说北京的长安街啊、南长街、北长街、西华门大街、南池子、北池子、东华门大街、文津街、景山西街什么等等，这些都是属于现存的旧城皇城历史的文化保护区。所以这是一个概念 ，former imperial city。
We discovered, this is Tom and Wenjun, we discovered this house together, but the idea came from my husband. So in other words, they were out in this area, and it was him who thought, oh, I would just love to live here.
We discovered this house together. 我俩呢是一块儿来发现了这个房子的。But the idea came from my husband. 但是这主意呢是来自我丈夫。来自 my husband, 看来是荷兰的啊先生，他有这个愿望，想住在中国的四合院，住在中国的历史中。
He was really fond of the 四合院。
Be fond of something 呢？这个短语要常常用到，就是特别的喜欢，非常青睐什么。
No.When did they discover this? This was during the SARS, S-A-R-S period. We biked through the whole city, Hutong area. SARS, 2003. Beijing was literally shut down. It seems so long ago now, but it really affected me, affected a lot of people, and we're all, quite concerned what was going to happen. But you know, it was a period also when Beijing was very, very, very quiet.
Mm.
And actually, some people found it a very good time to be in Beijing because it was so quiet, it was great for cycling. And, you know, it was just a very, very peaceful city during that period.
看文中呢，出现了这样一个单词是 SARS， 这个对咱们中国人来说都非常不陌生，这就是非典。那当年在2003年的时候，非典期间啊，大家都是足不出户，都被关在家里。During the SARS period...在这个非典期间呢 ，we bike through the whole city Hutong area， 没事儿做嘛，所以呢就只有上街骑个车，骑车玩 ，biking through 到处走，走去哪儿呢 ？To the whole city Hutong area， 到整个北京城的胡同都给它转一圈。
We decided we have to have such a house in the future. So in other words.They saw the courtyard houses, they thought this is the ideal Beijing life, and they thought this is a much better place, this is where we really want to stay in the future.
We decided, 然后呢我们就决定了 we have to have such a house in the future. 在那个时候啊，当时我们俩就决定了说以后啊咱家呢就一定要有一个这样的 house 在北京。
That time was really perfect time for us to bike through the whole city.You know, during the SARS period, people were saying for cycling, for walking around, for traveling in Beijing, it was so peaceful because there was almost nobody out there. So everything was closed down and nobody was walking in the street. So the city, you know, I remember coming back during SARS, and I found the city very, very, very quiet.At that time when I arrived back into Beijing during the SARS period.
大家感受到了，说今天的这个文本啊，因为是他们的说话口语，所以呢并不显难。所以今天的一些亮点或者是比较难的地方呢，应该在一会儿他们说的时候，看你能不能够盲听能够听懂啊。说个小花絮，刚才有同学在聊天室当中听到皇城这个词，还专门写了一个看过电视剧皇城歌，还说主演是许晴和王志文。我们只想说您这个是暴露年龄帖。啊，这都是多少年前的这个电视剧了哈，有印象的都暴露年纪了。来看这一句说 ，That time was really perfect time for us。当年那个时间啊，对我们来讲啊，真是完美的。是干嘛呢 ？Biking through the whole city， 来骑车转整个北京城。哎呀，那会儿非典期间啊，是再完美不过的时间了。
We were living in an apartment, as do most people in Beijing. We were living in an apartment, but he is from Holland, where everybody lives on the ground floor. In other words, in Holland, very few people live in high apartments. Some do, but most people, it's all low rise. And really, they were living in an apartment. I'm not happy with living high up somewhere, some building. But when they saw the Suryawara, the courtyards thought, this is a much better way of living.
Everything was closed down. 说当时的非典期间啊，一切的东西都已经被 closed down, 都关门了，都不开了。And nobody was walking in the street. 街上更是无人行走。We were living in an apartment.We were living in an apartment. 我们呢以前呢是住在公寓里的，就跟咱们大家现在都一样，住楼房住公寓，一个电梯十几二十层那么上去，离地是不是有点远啊。然后这个丈夫就说 I'm from Holland, 荷兰，我是荷兰人， where everybody lives on the ground floor. 哦，看来在荷兰也是这样啊，每家每户呢住的都是独栋的建筑，都是 lives on the ground floor, 都住在一层啊，那就是生活条件好嘛，是吧？发达国家都这样。
Living in an apartment, especially in China, I was not happy with that. I can appreciate, I lived in a Suryawara, and I lived in several apartments. I would much rather live in a courtyard.
Living in an apartment, especially in China. 而住在中国的啊、这些 apartment, 公寓啊楼房当中啊 I was not happy with that. 啊，作为一个荷兰人，我有点不习惯，甚至我有点不喜欢。
Tom was saying that I decided it was good to live in Beijing, especially the weather, right? He wanted to come to live in Beijing, and one of the reasons was the weather. Now, I'm not sure whether he was living elsewhere in China. For me, I used to live down in the south of China, down in Guangzhou, and one of the reasons I preferred to stay in Beijing, for me as a foreigner, was the weather. I found it too hot, too humid down there, but the Beijing weather, you know, generally is okay. So that's what Tom was finding.
I decided it was good to live in Beijing. 哎，我决定了，我觉得我住在北京了，挺好的。It was good to live in Beijing, especially the weather. 他说北京的天气呢，非常令人喜欢，非常的宜人。其实北京这种天气，四季分明，春天春暖花开，秋天秋高气爽，又干燥啊，然后呢，蓝天白云的，这天气挺好的。
In the winter time, there were clear skies, blue skies, so I was very happy here in Beijing. I was very happy to be in Beijing. Now, many of us have talked about this. People back in the West think that Beijing, you know, you don't get blue sky, think it's always polluted. It's not. Those of us who lived here, you can see my photographs show many, many, many beautiful blue sky days right through the whole winter.
尤其是在冬天吧 in winter time, clear skies, 那么无比无比干净的天空 blue skies, 无比干净的蓝天 so I was very happy here. 所以呢我是特别特别喜欢住在这儿。
I wanted to live in Beijing, but I didn't want to live in an apartment.
说来说去说白了我喜欢北京这个地方作为一个荷兰人我一点也不介意说要离开家乡啊什么的我愿意住在北京但是我就是不爱住公寓。
When we discovered the Hutongs,This is the way of life, the way the houses are built that I like.
When we discover the Hutongs, 当我们呢在这个发现这些胡同的时候啊，走来走去啊，骑着车呀，各种看啊，各种溜达呀 this is the way of life. 哎，我们发现了胡同是一种人的生活方式。The way the houses are built, I like. 哎，我特别喜欢这些地方的房屋，他们的这种建筑的方式。也是啊一家一院一户一宅诶这种方式觉得诶跟我们荷兰也挺像的。
And I'm saying, you must be surrounded here by a lot of history. Where the house is located, surely there must be a lot of history around this area. After all, it's the Imperial City. And then they say, since we moved here, we have been told all kinds of stories, historical stories about the famous people.
You must be surrounded here by a lot of history. 这句话还用说吗？那毫无疑问，显然是啊，您一定是被很多很多的历史给环绕着吧。您想想啊，要是住在这个皇城周围的话，那动不动旁边就是这个王府啊，那个贝勒院啊，是不是？各种各样的，还有一些，因为皇城内嘛，都是一些官员住的，皇亲国戚住的地方啊，门上都有一个门庄的，是吧？你是几品官员，门口就有几个庄啊，文官武官，门口就有文房武员啊，就有那个门墩显示着。所以你看，哪儿哪儿，只要在皇城内，哪儿哪儿都是 history。
We are quite close to the canal, the Jade River, where at one time boats came all the way from Hangzhou.
Since we have moved here, we have been told all kinds of stories, historical stories about the famous people.
哎，自从我们搬到这儿来以后呢，我们就被各种告知呢。We've been told, 就是我们被告知、被讲述、被大家讲故事，讲了很多很多各种各样的 stories, 尤其是一些历史的故事 ,historical stories, 历史的故事 ,about the famous people, 尤其是关于历史上的一些著名的人物啊，有名的人呢。在北京啊，大家要是来五一要是来十一要是来游这个胡同的话，一定要听讲解。因为那胡同你光跟那儿逛是没有用的，你只能看见它现存的一些东西，你得听懂胡同的人他给你讲这个胡同有什么历史啊，有什么样的人物啊，诶，是他哪些经历啊，这些是特别特别有意思的。而且每一些细节，门啊，砖啊，那个门铃啊，怎么要叩三声是表示客人到啊，叩一声是表示夫人老爷回家了，叩两声是表示少爷小姐到家了，三声才是客人。像这些讲究啊，门庄啊，门墩啊，都得好好的去听一听胡同讲，这些都特别有意思。
Where we are living, it is next to the main street, the Beheryan Dajie, right? So they're quite close to the Beheryan Dajie, which if you translate that, is the North River, big street. This is where the canal ran all the way down to the Forbidden City. Beheryan, then it becomes Nanheryan.
好，我们好像错过了一句话哈，说 We are quite close to the canal. 我们家呢住的呢非常非常靠近的这个运河叫做 Jade River, 叫玉河。 现在可能很多人都没有听说过这个愈合。Where at one time, 这个地方曾经呢 ,at one time 是曾经的意思。The boats came all the way from Hangzhou. The boats came from all the way, 从哪儿来啊？船从哪儿来？从杭州来。愈合呢是北京城内的一段历史悠久的古河，也就是通惠河的一段，与元大都同时建成的。明代之前呢曾经是漕运进京的一个通道。06年啊开启了北京愈合历史文化恢复工程以后，这几百年的愈合在平安大街北侧重现了水川街巷的历史景观。河岸的两侧呢也都是整体恢复了明清时候的风貌 Jade River. Where we are living, it's next to the main street, 北河燕尔大街。那我们住的地方呢就比较靠近这个 main street, 主要的大街叫北河燕尔大街。你要是在地图上看，你只能看到北河沿三个字，实际上它叫做北河燕尔大街。
In the old time, in historic times, it was the canal running through this main street. So this main street really was the canal street, the 北河燕尔南河燕尔。And unfortunately, it was filled with earth in 1960. The canal became redundant, no longer being used, and filled in. But let me tell you, if you go back now to Beheuyan, and at the top end, up quite close to Dan Luogo, you can see the canal being opened up again. It's being opened up, and the canal is going to be back there. And actually, you can see the first bit of the reconstruction from the Hohai to the Dian Min Dong Daji is now finished.And you see it's very beautiful, but they're now working on the bit from the Dian Min Dong Daji to the Beheuyan and opening that up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Things?
Well, it's been on, they've been doing that bit for about a year now, but maybe another year the canal will be open. I mean, the men are working on it right now. If you go there today, you'll see the men working on it.
Oh, 这还真是不错哈。说古代的时候呢 ,in old time, it was canal running through this main street.啊，这条大街呢，啊，以前就是这个运河从这儿过来。哎呀，但是不幸的是 ，unfortunately， 不幸的是 ，it was filled with earth， 被什么呢？被土，被 earth 给全部填上了。哪一年 ？In 1960。好了，第一段的内容哈，一会儿大家再来听的时候，您就想象是您坐在他家树下跟这个主人家聊天呢，看他说的这些您能不能听懂。当然你已经打了预防针了，你都知道他说些什么了。大家现在要做的是马上准备好来抢答，我们给您几个问题 questions。
1. Which part of historic Beijing is the courtyard in?
好，这个四合院呢是在北京的哪一块地方？
Number 2, what was happening in Beijing when they first saw the courtyard?
当他们第一眼看到这 courtyard 的时候，当时北京城正发生什么事儿？
Number 3, how did they travel at that time?
那会儿他们是用什么样的交通方式呢？
Number 4, where did Tom not like to live?
Tom 非常清楚自己喜欢住什么，不喜欢住什么。其实每个人心目当中都有自己理想的这个家宅的一些概念哈，你喜欢什么样的房子呀，是吧？你喜欢住在平房还是喜欢住楼房啊？他就特别清楚自己不喜欢住哪儿呢。
Number 5, what was there the courtyard in historic times?
在古代 historic times, 这个宅院旁边是靠近的什么呢？哎呦，你说这有水的地方啊，那风水也好啊，是不是？所以真是一些古代的人也很会挑地儿住的。好，走一遍。
Courtyard of a Sihayor within the former imperial city.
We discovered this house together, but the idea came from my husband. He was really fond of Sihayor. During the SARS period, we biked through the whole city, well, Hutong area, so we decided we have to have such a house in the future. The time was really perfect time for us to bike.Through the whole city, and with everything kind of closed down, and nobody was walking in the street.
We were living in an apartment, and I'm from Holland, and everybody lives on the ground floor. Living in an apartment, especially here in China, I was not very happy with that, but I decided it was good to live in Beijing because of especially the weather. In wintertime, it is clear skies, blue skies, so I was very happy here. At that moment, I want to live in Beijing, actually, but I don't want to live in an apartment. And when we discovered the Hutong, that this is the way of life and the way houses are built that I like.
You must be surrounded here by a lot of history.
Definitely. Since we have moved here, we've been told all kinds of stories, historical stories about the famous people.
We're quite close to the canal, the Jade River, where at one time the boats came all the way from Hangzhou.
Where we're living now, it's next to the main street called Beiheyar Dajie. In the old time, it was the canal running through this main street. But unfortunately, it was filled with earth in 1960.
The old
今天呢给大家做了点小福利哈，把答案呢都贴上来了，所以啊哦，你会看到答案已经在这个文本上了。好，我们来看一下 which part of historic Beijing is the courtyard in?
The Imperial City.
皇城。 What was happening in Beijing when they first saw the courtyard?
SARS.
SARS. 非典。 How did they travel at the time?
By bike.
骑自行车。 Where did Tom not like to live?
In an apartment.
讨厌住公寓，讨厌住楼房。 What was near the courtyard in historic times?
A canal, the Jade River.
好，今天知道了好多哈，北京的历史，好多北京的地名，是不是？很多外地的同学趁着这个春光正好的五一，可以到北京来玩一玩嘛。哎，话说昨天呢，我参加咱们外语台的活动啊，就在后海附近活动，没想到，哎呦喂，走迷路了。大家猜我后来怎么出来的啊？一会儿节目结束的时候再告诉大家。Track 2.
The Imperial City is inside the old city walls.
The Imperial City is inside the old city walls. 皇城呢是在哪儿之内呢？是在老城墙。Old city walls.
Yeah, I mean, Beijing had all these walls. See, I mean, within the old city walls, because remember that if you go down, say, to Dongbian Moon, you can see a section of the walls down there. Beijing was surrounded by walls. If you go to Xi'an in Shaanxi, you can imagine what in some ways what Beijing also was like. Because you see in Xi'an, you see the walls going round. So Beijing was enclosed within walls, and the Imperial City was inside the walls, right? The Imperial City wasn't on the edge of the city, it was inside the city walls.
Imperial City 呢是在整个城墙之内的，要么说叫皇城呢，是不是？其实今天的北京呢也依然可以找到一些旧皇城的影子和框架嘛，很多人也去过，很多人也都来看过，甚至很多人现在还生活在这儿呢。可是你知不知道它辉煌神秘的过往呢？有机会可以来北京认识认识北京的皇城啊。我怎么觉得我有点像五一导游啊？我觉得我要去导一下，导一下给大家讲解一下。
It is smaller, right? The Imperial City is smaller, but it's where the people lived who were connected to the court. In other words, who worked in the court, the Imperial Court, the basically working there for the emperor. So the Imperial City is smaller than the other parts, but it was connected to the Forbidden City.And work for the people who worked with the emperor.
Oh, yo, it is smaller. 这个皇城呢小一些些。But it is where the people lived. 好，这是什么样的人居住的地方呢？看后面这句话 ，Who were connected to the court? 哎呀，跟谁有联系？有连接呀？跟朝廷。Court to the emperor, 皇上。你看，就在权力中心。你看，跟权力中心有关系的人才能够住在这个 Imperial City 当中，不是谁谁谁想。大家可以到那个皇城附近啊，现在的那些这个人家去看啊。你但凡看到那个门墩上啊，门墩上是刻有石狮子的，就证明呢这户人家啊是跟皇帝有关系的，皇亲国戚。门墩上没有狮子的，基本上就是官员啊。这些啊很有讲究，现在都留在那儿呢。
So all the people who worked there, now there means the Forbidden City, who provided food or clothing or had a job in the palace were living here. So in other words, this is basically where the workers, you know, the people who were working in the palace, they lived in this, I suppose you can almost say it was a very early Danway, very early work unit, because it was the people all working in the Forbidden City.
是的 all the people who worked there, 啊所有的人呢都在那个地方都在皇宫里面工作 who provided the food, 要么就是提供食物啊或者是提供衣物啊 or clothing, or had a job, 或者是有份工作呀 in the palace, 皇宫里面 were living there, 啊这些凡是跟为所有为皇宫提供各项生活保障和服务的人他都住在这儿。
So, now, our house is located within a temple, the Zhongguo Temple. Just behind our house which was demolished in the 1960s. Now, what this means is that there was a large temple compound. There were quite a few temples in that area. This large temple compound, and part of it was taken over with residential space, the housing. But the temple, in that particular temple, Jongo, was actually demolished in the 1960s. Right?
Mm.
And I remember there's actually a school on the site now of that temple.
Mm. Our house is located within a temple. 啊，我们的房子呢是在一个 temple， 一个庙，一个楼，什么楼呢？叫钟鼓 temple， 钟鼓楼，钟鼓庙。Just behind our house. Demolished， 这个单词要学一下。Demolished 的意思就是摧毁。哦，结果一不小心1960年代的时候呢就给摧毁了，就没了。
There are a lot of temples and old historic buildings in the neighborhood. Right, so that area, the Imperial City, you walk around these alleys, and every single alley, there's a story. Look at the names of the alleys, and you'll find some of them refer to bridges, wooden bridges, or plank bridge across the canal. You also find many famous people lived in this area, because it's also very close to the original Peking University. One of the persons who lived in these alleys was Mao Zedong.
Oh, 真的?
Seriously, there's a sign up that tells you one of the alleys, San Ying Hutong, one of the alleys, no, I think that was the wrong name, there was one of the alleys where Mao, when he was working in the university as the librarian, he lived in this area.
看看我们的老伯爷爷什么都知道啊，要是他带着我们去游这些胡同的话，一定是别开生面的一刻呀。这附近呢住了很多很多有名的人，而且这附近呢曾住过啊，还有很多很多的 temples， 还有很多的庙啊， and all the historic buildings in the neighborhood， 这街周围啊还有很多很多的历史建筑，这整个街区就是一个非常有历史啊有故事的地方。
One that has been beautifully restored is the Temple Hotel, right?This was an old Ming Dynasty temple, which was partly abandoned, but it was all carefully restored, became recognized by many international organizations. Thought this is a really fabulous piece of restoration, reconstruction work. And in that same area, you've got the TRB Temple Restaurant in Beijing, named after the same place, but...You can find a lot of history by getting out and walking. And also, Jingjing, a lot of these alleys have notice boards up that tell you some of the history of the alleys and the buildings. So it's well worth walking. Don't try to drive, but get out and walk and take your time and see the places. It's fabulous.
真有趣。说唯一的一个 one that has been beautifully restored. Restored 就是 restored.
Means rebuilt. Well, not actually rebuilt, but you would say that the building was ruined, but they've carefully rebuilt the original building and brought it back to a very grand, very, you know, beautiful place again.
其实就是说，怎么说呢？保存好的、完好的保存下来的，但是又重新稍微做了一些修缮的，叫 restored， 就是一个叫 Temple Hotel 的地方。This is quite a fashionable place. 是一个很时尚的地方。
It's a fashionable place today. There's a lot of meetings and concerts and so on. It's a place, you know, also very fine dining. It's a very fashionable place. But in ancient times, it's called the Songzhu Temple.
哦，在古代呢，这个地方叫做宋珠 Temple。哎呀，毛上考考大家，赶紧搜索一下，什么叫宋珠 Temple？
Zhu is that silk, isn't it? Is that to do with silk?
Silk?
So, what's Zhu? Was that bamboo?
竹子
I don't know, there's something about one of these temples that was something to do with the very fine cloth or material. Again, you've got to go out and read and study this area. It's really fascinating. Now, this was in the olden days, this was the biggest Lama temple close to the Forbidden City.Ordered to be built by the emperor. The Lama Temple's now, the example that one you go and visit is Yonghegong. People just call it the Lama Temple. You know, but you can go there and get an idea of the size of these places. So this one, the Songzhu Temple, was part of this biggest Lama Temple. It was the biggest one closest to the Forbidden City.
哎呀，怎么听到这些单词名词的时候，就感觉自己就压根就不在北京啊，是不是？看这个又是个什么？说这个Songzhu Temple呢，曾经是靠近紫禁城 Forbidden City 的一座最大的喇嘛庙。This was the biggest Lama Temple close to Forbidden City.现在呢大家把那个叫雍和宫 叫做 Lama Temple 啊，叫做 Lama Temple， 但实际上呢，这个是真正的 Lama Temple，
嗯，
就是一个 Nam Temple， 叫宋珠 Temple。
Tom's telling me that living there in a courtyard, you have a connection with the ground. In other words, you've got the courtyard, the buildings are around the courtyard, so you're almost directly connected to the ground. The earth is there directly beneath you, and above, a piece of sky above. So you've got the earth and the sky there at the courtyard, above you and below you.
好，另外呢说ordered to be built by the emperor 啊，这是被皇上啊给下令呢来修建的。好了，我们来看看 Carrie 告诉我们的叫松柱寺，叫松柱寺、智珠寺和法渊寺，这个真不知道啊，是不是他们大家都说真不知道啊，确实啊，当地人很多地方都懒得去，但是外国人外地人就会非常的感兴趣啊。好，我们来继续往下看，说 you have a connection with the ground，
yeah，
啊，你是跟大地呢有一种连接的，就是咱又再说回来住在这个四合院当中啊， the earth directly and a piece of sky above， 你看直接就跟地气相接，叫 the earth directly and 一方头顶一方天空 a piece of sky above。
It is definitely more close to nature. So you feel you're close to nature when you're in such a place. Even with nature, we have a weasel. This is an animal. I suppose if you really want to think about it, you maybe think of a squirrel. You know,
a squirrel-like animal.
Yeah. It's hard to see. I don't know what the Chinese name would be. But basically this animal lived in the tree that, in the courtyard.Every courtyard should have a tree. Here you get a big tree in the courtyard, and this animal will live up on that tree.
哎呦我的天哪，你看看 ，it's definitely more close to nature. 啊，当然我们这个四合院毫无疑问离自然是更近了。我们还有一只什么叫 weasel， 大家知道吗？黄鼠狼。We have a big tree in the yard. 我们这院中间呢有一棵大树，还有一个黄鼠狼生活在这里。A weasel. It came down. 它从这树上下来呢，来干嘛呀？Bite a neighbor's rabbit.
Yeah, poor rabbit. A rabbit living in the courtyard. This weasel, this animal comes down from the tree to attack it.
下来咬邻居家的兔子和小老鼠 or small mice.
Yeah.
哎呦我的天，这黄鼠狼成了家里的宠物了哈。
Now, this area has a lot of history. House of a lot of history. So.There is a place in Beijing called the Archive Bureau of Beijing. The archives are all the old documents that go way back as long as possible. These documents stored, and you can research them, look through them, find out all about the house, the alley, the area, and you can research in the archives. So it's like a library, you know, a collection of all this material. So we went to the Archive Bureau of Beijing to check out the firstOwner of this house.
好，我们呢就去了当地的这个 Archive Bureau 啊，是档案局，北京的档案局，来 check out， 又来了 check out， 仔细的看一看，查一查 first owner of the house， 看这家房产的第一户这个物主到底谁呀？
He was in charge of all the lanterns, right? All the lanterns of the Forbidden City, and his job was to light all the lanterns of the Forbidden City, right? So this person who was living there, that was his responsibility, to look after the lanterns. And remember, in those days, there was no electric light, so the lanterns were very important.
哟，看来还是一位掌实权的官员哈 ，in charge of 负责啊这个皇宫当中所有的 lanterns， 因为那个时候有没有电。是吧？要能够点灯呢，就只能靠 lanterns， 靠灯笼了。To lead 就是点的意思。Lead all the lanterns of the Forbidden City， 你看看，为所有的紫禁城点灯，你看，还是个很重要的工作呢。
And he says it was just like Raise the Red Lantern. You know, he just jokingly said, remember that the TV production Raise the Red Lantern.
Ah.、
Oh. So you know.These red lanterns around the palaces, around the Forbidden City, you still get red lanterns in many places, you know, and it looks very, very beautiful, especially at night time.
大家知道最后这一个 Raise the Red Lantern 是什么吗？是电视剧大红灯笼高高挂 Raise the Red Lantern 好，这就是第二段。看来这个附近确实不少，有不少的历史。别说家住在那儿了，就是像我昨天这样的后海去走一走啊，逛一逛，哎呀，都且觉得这个地方历史太丰富了，心情无法言表。后来我是怎么出来的呢？哎，没办法，坐了一个葫芦油的车，正好又后海游了一遍。其实以前没有怎么好好游过，然后我就游了一遍，哎，就感觉还不错哈。来 ，questions.
Where is the Imperial City?
好，我们这个皇城在哪儿呢
？Two. Who were the people who lived in the Imperial City?
哎，住在这里边的人都是些什么人呢
？Three. What used to exist where the house is today?
嗯，这个 house 以前的地是个什么样的地方呢
？Four. What animal lives on a tree and on a tree in the courtyard?
好吧，为了这个问题，我们今天学会了黄鼠狼这个单词。Five.
Right. What was the job of the first house owner?
对了，第一家户主叫什么名字啊
？Imperial city is inside the old city walls, and the imperial city is smaller. But where the imperial city was is where the people lived who were connected to the court, to the emperor. So all the people who worked there or provided food or clothing or had a kind of job in the palace were living here. And in the area we are living here, also the people in the past were people that were connected to work in the palace.
The house is just located in a temple called Zhonggu Temple, just behind our house, but it's not there anymore, demolished in the 1960s. There are a lot of temples and old historical buildings in the neighborhood.
We've got one that's been beautifully restored, the Temple Hotel.
It's a quite fashionable place in ancient time, was still called Songzhu Temple. Mm. That was the biggest Lama Temple, which was ordered to build by the emperor close to the Forbidden City. You have a connection with the ground, the earth directly, and you have a piece of sky above your head. It's definitely more close to nature.
We even have a weasel. We have a big tree in the yard, and in the yard is a weasel. So sometimes the weasel comes down to bite a neighbor's rabbit or a small mice.
We went to the archive bureau of Beijing to check out the first owner of this house. He was in charge of all these lanterns to lit the lanterns for the Forbidden City, just like that movie, Lit the Red Lanterns.
We love the music, Bruce. We love the music.
That's music I've had for a long while. I use it a lot. And it's actually related to Shuchihai. It's done, really, I think it's an electronic erhu. But I love the music. It makes me really feel like 老北京。
哎，真的是非常老北京的风格。哎，今天跟着这一家人，就仿若到他们院中坐了坐一样，庭院深深，美如画呀。回答一下问题 ，Where is the Imperial City?
Within the city walls.
旧城墙之内。Who were the people who live in the Imperial City?
Those with jobs in the Forbidden City.
宫里的人儿，宫里有职务的人儿。What used to exist were the houses?
A former temple.
嗯，是一个曾经的一个庙啊。What animal lives on the tree in their courtyard?
A weasel.
Weasel 红了。What was the job of the first house owner?
Responsible for the lanterns in the Forbidden City.
你看看，还是个大职位呢。北京的四合院中间呢是庭院，院落非常的宽敞。院中石花置池，一般呢种植海棠树啊，立16盆景，大缸养金鱼，寓意的是吉利的意思。而且啊，这个家家户户门口外呢还栽着槐树，意味着这个升官发财啊，还有栽着啊各种各样的一些和核桃树，意味着和和美美。这些呢都是十分理想的室外生活空间，好比说一座露天的大起居室，把天地拉近人心，最为人们所钟情了。四合院也是封闭式的住宅，对外呢只有一个街门，关起来自成天地，有很强的私密性，非常适合独家居住。院内呢四面房子都向院落方向开门，一家人在里边和和美美，其乐融融。所以有机会大家到北京来，可以好好的来感受一下四合院。现在不是在某个什么软件上都可以住在四合院当中吗？是不是年轻人选择也很多，各种什么 APP 呀之类的，想到北京来 DIY 自助游一下，住住四合院感觉挺好的。
OK Jing Jing, and you'll know where to find Bruce any day that he's free walking through the alleys of places like theImperial City of Beijing.
哎，说完了，真的哈，大家要是来北京的话哈，这是北京欢迎各位胡同里走一走，一看见背着一个大包的老爷爷， 就看着那个大耳垂耳垂就是我们的老布爷爷。好了，感谢大家跟我们一起来分享大自然赐予的一片美好天地，我们下次再见，拜
拜。